This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are going to read through every single psalm, and we're calling it a prayer garden of psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only Holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are Adonai, the bountiful blesser, the creator and designer of everything, everywhere, every day. You are faithful and forgiving, gracious and holy, holy, holy. You are the image of the invisible God, the just judge, the kinsman redeemer, and the light of the world, our Messiah. You are near to us, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. You are omnipotent, powerful, and the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are resplendent in your beauty, and you satisfy with your love. Lord, you are the teacher of teachers, ubiquitously ours, the victory and the voice we are longing to hear. For you are the way and the life and the truth. The expert, your name is Yahweh and the God of Zion. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for providing us with everything we need. Will you bless us with eyes wide open to see your wondrous works, the creation about us, the image bearers in our schools, and the love that we have for your ways. Let us shine our lights today that they may see and ask somehow, what is it that makes us tick? What is this hope that we have? And somehow, and in some wonderful way, we can tell them about you. Oh, thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Blessed be your name. We love you and thank you and ask for all of this in the mighty and marvelous name of our King Jesus. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are taking bite-sized pieces of Psalm 119, all 176 verses read by Lindsay French. Today she will be reading verses 97 to 112, which is the seventh section out of 11. The Word of God, Psalm 119.
Hello, my name is Lindsay French, and I am from Alexandria, Minnesota. I teach early childhood special education, and I'm going to be reading Psalm 119 from the New Living Translation. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am always thinking of your laws. I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. I have refused to walk on any evil path, so that I would remain obedient to your word. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I've promised it once and I'll promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. I have suffered much, O Lord. Restore my life again as you promised. Lord, accept my offering of praise and teach me your regulations. My life constantly hangs in the balance, but I will not stop obeying your instructions. The wicked have set their traps for me, but I will not turn from your commandments. Your laws are my treasure. They are my heart's delight. I am determined to keep your decrees to the very end.
Praise God for the reading of His Word, and thank you, Lindsay, for this portion of Psalm 119. Let us pray this portion, my friends. To our constant guide, where would we go, O Lord, but to You? You have the words of eternal life. We love Your instructions and guidance. We're always mindful of Your ways because You have taught us well. You are the teacher of teachers. How sweet are Your words, more than honey is sweet. Your word is a lamp to guide our feet and a light for our path. We treasure Your ways, for they are the delight of our hearts. Will You open our eyes to the ways You delight us today? Will You help us to purposely look for ways to delight others? Give all Your educators who love You the desire to be a delight today. While others are dreading the last part of the school year, let Your ambassadors delight in the gift of treasuring these last weeks. While others may complain or grumble in the teacher's lounge, fill us with words that will be like honey to remind others of the goodness of Your ways. Help us to be a delight with gentleness and humility. We ask these things through the light of the world, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word and in prayer each day. And now I have the delight to read you our Christian Educator Daily Devotional. Today's devotional is written by Christy Shenenko. She's a Christian educator and a high school English teacher who lives in North Dakota. She called her devotional, Make Them Wonder. The scripture she chose is Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. During my senior year of high school, the disc player in my little two-door stick-shift car played the newly released Newsboy album, Shine the Hits, on a relentless repeat. With no AC, the upbeat lyrics drifted through the open windows, a challenge to all with ears to hear. Shine, make 'em wonder what you got. Make 'em wish they were not on the outside looking bored. Shine, let it shine before all men. Let 'em see good works and then let 'em glorify the Lord. Scott, a fellow believer who is a physical education instructor in our 712 building, often uses his planning period to walk laps. As he walks, he greets those he passes with a genuine smile and stops to speak words of encouragement when the Holy Spirit directs. He checks in with students who he knows are struggling. He prays for colleagues in the midst of trials. He leads a weekly devotional and prayer time for teachers. The Lord quietly, unmistakably, and daily shines through my brother in Christ. In a public school, it is perfectly legal for all believers to shine. So today, let's make our students and colleagues wonder what we got. And as opportunities arise, let's tell them. Dear Lord, I thank You for preparing in advance good works for us to do, that we may walk in them as we follow You. Thank You for the light of Christ in us. May You use us each day in our schools to shine brightly so that our Heavenly Father may be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. And that was our daily devotional for today, written by Christy Shenenko. She called it Make Them Wonder. And don't forget, you can find these on our website at christianeducators.org. You can sign up to have them sent to your email address, especially if you intend to share them. That would be awesome. Friends, we're going to pray one more time today. And it's ironic we have a high school teacher for our devotional because we're going to be praying for the needs of our high school teachers today. They're very different than our elementary and middle school teacher needs. And so let's lift up high school teachers everywhere we are at 1:16 p.m. today. And we pray at that time because of Romans 1:16. Yep, you can say it with me. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. for our high school teachers. If you've ever listened to Around the Word in 180 Days before, you know that we close out this podcast with a blessing for the whole school year. And this year, it happens to be Psalm 23. And I've been reading it to you in different translations. But my pastor read one that's not truly a translation, but a heartfelt meaning of it by a Japanese woman named Taki Mishashina. I may not have said that right. And I wanted to read it to you today. It was pretty precious. The Lord is my pace setter. I shall not rush. He makes me stop and rest for quiet intervals. He provides me with images of stillness, which restore my serenity. He leads me in ways of efficiency through calmness of mind, and his guidance is peace. Even though I have a great many things to accomplish each day, I will not fret, for his presence is here. His timelessness, his all-importance will keep me in balance. He prepares refreshment and renewal in the midst of my activity. By anointing my mind with his oils of tranquility, my cup of joyous energy overflows. Surely harmony and effectiveness shall be the fruits of my hours, for I shall walk in the pace of my Lord and dwell in his house forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.